Other business, Carolyn A. Mullins and James A. Downs requesting two lots off Warren's Way.
This should actually be two lot subdivisions. There's two parcels involved. It's a request to subdivide a 5.57 acre parcel into two lots and to subdivide a 1.75 acre parcel into two lots. The 5.57 subdivision would be for 2.19 acres with an existing dwelling located on it and a 3.38 acre parcel. And the 1.75 acre parcel subdivision would be for a 0.93 and a 0.82 acre parcel. All the lots would have access from Warren's Way, which is a private road. Dell Dots issued a letter of no objection for the entrance, and I provided you with a sketch drawing.
So two requests, two different independent
yes.
actions,
yes.
two motions.
But this is the same ownership, and they're adjoining properties.
Well, they're not contiguous.
Mullins on one side of the road and
one's on
Downs
the
on the other.
Of the driveway.
Right.
Okay.
Of the easement.
That's the same owner.
That T-shaped road is both portions of it, according to the surveyors, known as Warren's Way.
And that's a public access road, public road?
It's a private road, but yet there's no parcel number for it. And those lots were not part of a previous subdivision.
That's off Meadow Road, isn't it?
Yes.
Old Meadow Road, yeah.
Is this a concept or a preliminary and final?
It'd be a final. I mean, we've got the survey. I just drew it on the tax map so you could see what else was in the area.
But is this skirting our subdivision rules in terms of, because we got I don't know if we have common ownership on those two parcels, and
both parcels are owned by the Mrs. Mullins and Mr. Downs,
but they're separate parcels of record.
Two separate parcels, yes.
Right, but a lot of times our subdivisions that come before us are dealing with multiple parcels, you know, that make up that plot of land. My concern is whether or not this is circumventing.
Well, we would look at, they could have come in with two this week, and 2 weeks from now come in with the other two.
I mean, 15.
We wouldn't even put them together as being two
but
separate
that's
things.
17.
So they did it together to
that's 15.
Not try to fake
because they knew we were so busy, they didn't want to stretch our work out. You know?
Plus, Deldot looked at it as the four off of two off each of the parcels on the same survey. Same survey, right, Shane?
Yes.
Yep.
So, staff's okay with us not viewing this as a way of skirting around our subdivision rules?
It's a lot been done that's similar. Either that or we stop doing three lot subdivision. That would get us some business.
Yeah. Keep us real busy.
We'd be real busy.
So these are more like strip lots?
Yes. So
technically they are, but the road exists.
Warren's Way.
And if there were strip lots, isn't that something that you all could have done over the counter?
Yes.
Yeah, but their access is from private road. No different than a driveway access being changed to a 50-foot right-of-way.
So that's why it's because on a private road.
And if you look at all the parcel numbers, all those even parcel numbers, I'm saying even being 13, 12, 11, 10, they existed prior to the tax maps. So almost all those parcels pre-existed, the tax maps being created, and that was 73. And there's a couple, 21.01 was approved, 6.02 was approved. Just on that one street, 14.01, that's colored in. That would definitely approve by the commission. So there's three already on that same road that was been done by, from different parcels.
Then would there be any problem if in my motion I said that any further subdivision would require a public hearing?
Nope. No difficulty there at all.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to make a motion then.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Chairman, concerning Carolyn A. Mullins and James A. Downs requests for, we're talking about two lots or four lots?
Two, I would just say two lot subdivisions.
Their request for two lots subdivisions on Warren's Way. My motion is for approval with stipulation that any further request for subdivision be subject to a public hearing.
Second.
Gentlemen, we have a motion and a second to approve request by Carolyn A. Mullins and James A. Downs for two lot subdivisions with a stipulation any further subdivision would require a public hearing. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 4-0.